And I'm also here with the CEO of the Warrnambool Racing Club, Luke Cannon, who would be a very happy man after day one, and even happier where we look. I've never seen a day two of the Warrnambool Carnival where there is not a cloud in the sky. The sun is streaming down at 10 to 9 in the morning, and we're looking like we will have one of the most magnificent days. Luke, how was day one?
Yeah, it was really good, Michael. We're super happy with the turnout day one, and if you cast your mind back 12 months ago, I think day two, Armageddon hit Warrnambool, and we were picking up marquees and umbrellas were halfway down sort of toes of the road this day last year. So it's a contrast, isn't it? 18 degrees, sunny, and that's going to hold out for tomorrow as well. So what a great result for us.
When you get a day like this as well, and a morning like this in particular, it just reinforces and reminds you how beautiful this place is.
Absolutely. I keep trying to tell everyone, Matty, Warrnambool is God's country, and it's proving that this week, isn't it? So, but for us especially, tomorrow's probably key with the weather being nice in the morning. So a lot of the locals will make their minds up between sort of 8 and 10 o'clock as to whether or not they're going to venture down to the course on a public holiday Thursday. So we're hoping they turn in droves tomorrow.
What were the numbers yesterday?
7.5 almost. So a bit over 7,400. I think last year was about 71, 72. So we were up on last year. And we all know the cost of living, disadvantages that people are sort of suffering at the moment. So we thought maybe down a little bit we would be over the course of the 3 days, and to receive a little bit of a boost for our last year's numbers on day one is just a bonus for us.
So what's expectations for the next couple of days then?
Oh, look, Cup Day is absolutely above par from the previous year on our corporate sales. Our memberships we went through the other day, and we're tracking exactly the same as last year as well. So, like I said, with a bit of nice weather and some really good general admission on Cup Day, I would expect it to go above last year too, which is, again, another bonus. But, all indicators are looking really positive at this stage.
We're going to have a chat to Dermot O'Connor, track man, after 9 o'clock, but what do you guys do between day one, day two, because it's such a huge 3 days for the club and everyone that works here?
Absolutely. So we had both the event team and the track team working till pretty late last night. Those guys put in an amazing amount of work. So it's just a reset for the following day. I think Dermot and his guys got some water on last night. They patched till late. They obviously rolled a little bit as well to get that track ready for the next couple of days. We go into day two and then also looking toward day three with the utmost confidence that the track's going to hold up. I think it raced really, really well yesterday. It's credit to those guys. We all know we've had no rain and there's been battles for them. But we're going to day two and three with the utmost confidence.
Luke, enjoy today. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate the support, boys.
Luke Cannon, the CEO.